Yay. Good afternoon, everyone. We have connection, Houston. Great to see you all. So just to give you a little bit of a feel for things, I am, as you probably can figure out, I'm in Acton Hill Church. There's probably about 15 of us here. So we've got, I don't know, Hugh, if you want to pan around. We've got people who've done setup, we've got some people who set down. Someone sound. Nathan's over in the corner there, ready with his guitar for worship. Bob is on the sound desk at the back. So apart from that, it's pretty empty in here, but it's great to be back, at least for us here. And then hopefully this is the beginning. Anyhow, so our community meeting for the season of Advent as well. And so today, we're going to be hearing from Hugh, who is going to be finishing off both. He's going to be finishing off the series of talks that we've been doing during the autumn on prayer, and also with a particular focus, which is great for us now, with prayer or praying the seasons, which is great for us that we're in the season of Advent and about to enter into the season of Christmas as well. So he'll be speaking to us a little bit later. And then we'll have some time for intercessions. And then at the end, which is my little teaser for everyone to stick around, we have a special announcement at the end of the meeting. So I would encourage you not to drop off early, because otherwise you'll miss this very special announcement. Okay, so let me begin, before we enter into a time of worship, I'll begin with a little bit of an orientation, then I'm going to hand over to Nathan, who will lead us in this time. We'll take about 15 minutes, as we have done, on our Zoom meetings for time of worship. And let me just make one comment, which is, again, as always, if you have a sense or a prayer or a prophecy during a time, if you could stick it on the chat first. I've got a Zoom right in front of me here on the lectern, so I can see if anyone puts anything into the chat. So if there's anything there, just put it into the chat, and then I will be able to direct things to, I can call you out. In the church, we can hear everyone on Zoom. So if you want to pray out or whatever from your place on Zoom, we will be able to hear you in the church as well. So there's no difference to a normal Zoom meeting. So let me just give it a little bit of an orientation, a very, very short passage, which is one from the book of 1 Thessalonians. And as probably most of you know, Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians is regarded as maybe Paul's first letter that he wrote, and written probably around about the year AD, somewhere between AD 50, 51 to 53, something like that. So very 20 something years after the Passion and the Ascension of Christ. And so we could talk these new Christians in the city or the town of Thessalonica, and he's writing to them because some of the Christians were starting to die. Some of the believers are starting to die, and they're trying to sort of reconcile this with the imminent, what they thought was the imminent return of the Lord. And so Paul writes this letter to the church in Thessalonica, really with an encouragement for them about being patient, but being prepared and ready for the coming of the Lord, which is very much what we're in this season for. So this letter of to 1 Thessalonians is really a great letter for us for the season that we're in. And right at the end of it, he has this short verse, chapter 5, verse 16, which I think is a great, both an encouragement to us and a challenge to us. And so I put it in front of us now for this time of our meeting today, but also this time of worship that we're entering into. Paul writes, he says, "Rejoice always, pray constantly, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." I find that just such a short but so profound a statement, that this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for all of us at this moment. So the will of God for us at this moment, in all circumstances, but even more so now, is to let's rejoice always, let's pray constantly, and let's give thanks in all circumstances, not just in some circumstances, but in all circumstances. So let's take this time now together. If you're able to stand in your situation where you're in, that'd be great, because that does help in terms of concentration and on focusing on this time. If you've got an instrument, I was flicking through some of the screens, and I think some people have got instruments ready, which is great. Play your instruments as long, anything that helps you participate in this time. Let's do that. Let's rejoice in the Lord. Let's pray constantly, and let's give thanks to him at this time. Nathan.